You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The opposition's India bloc or Mahagath Bandhan sealed the seat-sharing deal in Bihar for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. The RJD, the Mahagath Bandhan's largest constituent, will field its candidates from 26 seats, including Purne and Hajipur. The Congress will contest on 9 seats, including Kishnaganj and Patna Sahib, while the left will fight on 5 seats. Purne and Katihar, two seats currently held by the Janata Dal, United, had emerged as the sticking point in seat-sharing talks between the Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, and the Congress for the 40 Lok Sabha seats in Bihar. Day after the Congress was served fresh notices from the Income Tax Department asking it to pay 1,823.08 crore rupees, Party Treasurer Ajay McCain claimed that while the BJP has committed significant violations, the Congress party has been unfairly targeted by the income tax authorities. Addressing a press conference along with Congress General Secretary Jairam Ramesh, McCain on Friday said they analyzed all the violations of the BJP using the same parameters on which his party has been served notices. He alleged that the Bharatiya Janata Party is in serious violation of income tax laws and called on the tax authorities to raise a demand of more than 4,600 crore rupees from the ruling party at the center. Jailed gangster-turned-politician Muttar Ansari died on Thursday night at a hospital in Uttar Pradesh's Banda. The gangster's family has accused the authorities of administering slow poison to him. The district authorities have denied the charges and said that he died of cardiac arrest. Muttar Ansari, a murder convict, was brought to the Rani Durgavati Medical College in Banda from jail in an unconscious state. A five-time MLA from Mau Sadar, Muttar Ansari had 60 criminal cases pending against him. He had been in jail since 2005. The Uttar Pradesh administration has issued prohibitory orders under Section 144 of the Criminal Procedure Code, CRPC, which bars large gatherings across the state. Additional security personnel have been deployed in Banda, Mau, Ghazipur and Varanasi. The UP police said on Thursday that the social media cell of the Uttar Pradesh police has also been activated to keep a close watch on unlawful elements online. Muttar Ansari's son Umar Ansari claimed his father had told him that he was being given slow poison. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's wife Sunita in a video message on Friday announced a WhatsApp campaign, Kejriwal Ko Ashirwad, sharing a WhatsApp number for people to send wishes to the jailed Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, convener. We are starting a drive from today, Kejriwal Ko Ashirwad. You can send your blessings and prayers to Kejriwal on this number, she said. Her statement comes a day after the chief minister appeared in Delhi's Rouse Avenue court that extended his enforcement directorate, ED, custody till 1st April. Sunita Kejriwal had attended the court proceedings, where her husband had himself made submissions before the judge. He has not been keeping well. His sugar levels are fluctuating. He is being harassed a lot. This tyranny won't last and people will give a reply, she had told reporters. During the hearing, Kejriwal had alleged an ED motive to crush his Aam Aadmi Party. You may keep me in remand as long as you like, I am ready for investigation, he had said. So far, the CBI has filed 31,000 pages in this case in the court and 294 witnesses have been examined in this case. The ED has investigated 162 people and filed a 25,000-page report so far. By combining all these documents and reports, why have I been arrested? My name figures only in 4 statements, the Delhi chief minister said in a jam-packed courtroom. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored India's cautious approach towards embracing artificial intelligence while acknowledging the pressing need for regulations to mitigate potential misuse. In a conversation with Microsoft founder Bill Gates, PM Modi stressed the importance of providing proper training before granting access to AI technologies. If such a good thing, AI, is given to someone without proper training, it is likely to be misused. I suggested that we should start with clear watermarks on AI-generated content, so that nobody is misguided, Modi said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.